U.S. troops will begin their drawdown in Iraq at the end of this month, but there is still no government in place, and violence is on the rise. We asked Laith Kabbah with the National Endowment for Democracy if the U.S. should stick to its military withdrawal schedule if there is no formal government in Iraq.
I think there will be a government in Iraq very, very soon, and all despite the bickering over who heads that government, but there is an Iraqi army and there is a police force, and the physical presence of the American troops is not critical. But I think the political presence is most important. I think so long as different Iraqi players know that the U.S. is present, not necessarily with a large number of troops, but if their positions factor in the U.S. influence and they are kept at check, so to speak, then yes, America can reduce significantly its military presence. The real concerns comes on two issues or two fronts. One, on the Kurdish front, there are many issues of dispute. And I think both the Iraqi government and the Kurdish region is well-armed. And if those issues are not contained politically, then if that sparks violence, then of course the presence of a third force becomes necessary. And a second frontier is Iraq's army strong enough to keep control within the country, but weak enough to really defend its borders. If any disputes or issues were to arise, whether to do with Iran or others, then that can spill over into instability inside Iraq. So again, on those two issues, I think foreign troops becomes, or U.S. presence becomes necessary, military presence. But other than that, I think political presence suffices.
Why are you optimistic that these different factions will be able to form a government?
The real issue currently is very much amongst the Shia groups themselves, and none of them, so to speak, wants to resort to violence to settle these issues, although this is paralyzing the country, but it's not really threatening to spill over to street violence. So it puts a lot of pressure on the people, it puts a lot of pressure on the politicians, but I don't think it's going to lead to instability. Of course, groups like Al-Qaeda and others might take advantage of that lull period. But as I said, these do not affect the fundamentals of where violence can come from.
So you believe the United States should stick to its withdrawal militarily at the end of this month?
I think it's how it is managed. If that sends a signal that the U.S. is pulling out of Iraq, period, then of course it will be free for all and different powers will try to grab as much influence as possible, and this can lead to violence. But if that reduction in troops is accompanied with a strong commitment and a message that America holds its relationship to Iraq, it is committed to seeing Iraq through its difficult time until it's back on its feet, and it's private channels to different players, such as the Kurds, are effective, then, of course, things can be kept at check. The military presence by itself is not the key thing. It is the political influence that is needed in Iraq.
Laith Kabbah is the director for the Middle East Program at the National Endowment for Democracy in Washington. I'm Susan Yalke.